This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for people who love to eat. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. To my mind, few things are more fun than someone who has come up with a whole different slant on food science. It sparks our hidden geek. Another thing that's great fun is finding those dishes that we've never heard of that have the makings of being all-time favorites. Well, one of the people who pulls off both of these brilliantly is Kenji Lopez Alt. Now, his day job is culinary director of Serious Eats. By night, he's written a tome, The Food Lab, Better Home Cooking Through Science. Talk about someone driven by curiosity. And that curiosity led Kenji to also write about a spicy sauce that he says could overtake sriracha. It's from Yemen, and it's called shrug. Kenji, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this sauce.
It's a Yemenite sauce, and I learned it actually from my good friend Einat Admani, who is the Israeli chef of a couple of restaurants in New York, the Taim Falafel Restaurant, Bella Busta, and a couple of others. But it's one of the sauces they serve with her falafel, and it's called, you know, the way she spells it is S'RUG. I've seen it spelled with K's and with CH's or with Z's, and I think it's Shrug or Zhug or one of those, it's one of those sounds that is really difficult for non-natives to say. It's a really delicious sauce. So it's very similar to sort of like a Spanish style salsa verde or say like a chimichurri. One of those sauces that's really packed with fresh herbs and emulsified with olive oil, and with other spices. So you make it basically by pounding together cilantro and parsley with a little bit of cardamom, a little bit of coriander seed, and some hot chilies, and you pound it all together in a mortar and pestle, and then emulsify it all with really good olive oil. It's sort of a really fresh take on a hot sauce.
So there's chili in it too.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's quite spicy. Spicy.
So that combination, is it equal parts of cilantro and parsley?
Yeah, I use the recipe more as sort of a guideline than a strict set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those recipes where as long as you've got the main ingredients, yeah, you can do equal parts parsley and cilantro. But, if you have only half a bunch of cilantro lying around and a whole bunch of parsley, then it's fine to go heavier on one versus the other. But, you just want a mix of herbs and plenty of heat. Those are the real, that heat is the real key element.
The unusual thing to me is the use of the cardamom. And cardamom is it's a sweet spice, and I've not seen it used very much in the Middle East. Is it just that I've missed it?